Justin LaBranche, thank you very much for joining us on the phone. First of all, I guess you're in Saskatchewan right now and getting a little bit of a break, I guess, from the Way Crazy Tour. First of all, before we get into the tour, Justin, how has 2019 been for you?
Oh, man, 2019 has been absolutely insane. Been on the road almost constantly and I've gotten to meet some really great people and play some really awesome shows, including a definite bucket list show for me was we got to open for Blackhawk this summer, which was pretty special for me.
And the Way Crazy Tour for you, Justin, is off, I'm assuming, to a really good start?
Oh, we've had great shows so far. It's nice to have a couple days at home here just to kind of recoup before we head out on the long run here, heading up your way. But it's been absolutely awesome. People are really receptive to it, and it's just been a ton of fun.
You're up in Peace River here on Monday night. How enjoyable is it for you to be part of a concert that actually is a fundraiser?
It's absolutely awesome. I made it kind of a thing that I try to do as many charity opportunities as I can, possibly, just because I think that I've been lucky enough to fall into this career, and I like to try and use it to give back however I can, because it's what I get to do, so I want to try and share that.
I'm assuming 2019, and for that matter, 2018 as well for you, has been a blessing for you, so much so that you've been blessed for being nominated for Canadian Awards. How cool is that?
Oh, it was so cool. Yeah, been nominated for a few different awards, and it's always an honor just be getting on the first round ballot, because I was alongside names like the Hunter Brothers and Tennille Arts, which is truly an honor, because I do know them, but I respect them highly as artists, because they're extremely talented. So to be in their company is really special for me.
How much do you look up to as far as your fellow Saskatchewan musicians like the Hunter Brothers, Jess Moskaluk, Tennille Arts, and people like that?
I look up to them very, very highly. It's really cool. Tennille actually just announced that she's having her Opry debut in September, and that's just really cool, because I've known her. We've kind of played around the same types of things, and when she moved to Nashville, things really took off for her. So I really look up to them, and we try to kind of have a friendly competition every now and then. But at the end of the day, everybody's family, and we all support each other.
Having said that, Justin, inspirations that bring you forward. You know, you've probably got a goal of Nashville, but you never forget your roots. How much inspiration do you draw from the goals that you have compared to the roots that you've been from?
That's a really good question. I'd almost have to say it's dead even, like 50-50 split, because what drives me is always looking forward and going on to the next thing and thinking about what my next move is going to be and playing the next show. But at the same time, I take a lot of learning and inspiration from looking back at where I've come from and my home, and even before music, just working on the farm and learning about life that way. So I take a lot, even in my songwriting, from there's songs that I've written about the past, and there's songs that I have written about what I hope is the future. And so I like to kind of take evenly from both ends.
You've got a show up here, Justin, in Peace River coming up on Monday. What can we expect from the performance of Justin LaBranche?
It's going to be fun. We're doing a bit of an acoustic thing, so we're going to be playing a lot of my originals, which is always fun for me to get to share those with everybody. And it's just going to be a laid-back, enjoyable time, I hope.
Have you got new music, just out of curiosity, coming out?
Actually, I do. Actually, by Monday, we should have a new music video out on YouTube called Where the Wild Things Are.
Oh, yeah.
So that's kind of the newest thing coming down the pipe here.
Justin, are you looking forward to the show and the rest of the tour?
100%. Yeah, I was lucky enough to play in Peace River a couple years ago when I was on my very first tour. And so I'm excited to get back and see the town again. It's an absolutely beautiful location. And the rest of the shows are going to be absolutely awesome, where we get to go up to the Northwest Territories, which is really great because, like, it's not very often that you get to go up to the Northwest Territories. At least where I'm from, it's not a common location that you just take a Sunday drive to because it's a little bit far. So it's pretty special that we get to go up there and play for them.
I guess you're looking forward to a lot of the things. I know you just said you're looking forward to the Northwest Territories. Lumsden, Saskatchewan is your home, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Small town boy.
Just outside of Regina. I was in Prince Albert, actually, for 4 years, so I know a little bit of the area as far as that's concerned. Justin, one more time, you're going to be in Peace River. How much is this show going to be? You've got downtime now, but how much is this going to be a springboard, I guess, for the rest of the tour?
It's very much going to be. It's kind of right in the middle of a few back-to-back dates, so we're going to be really well rehearsed by the time we get up there, but still not super tired, so we'll have lots of energy.
Justin, I appreciate your time. Look forward to meeting you on Monday at the fundraiser, and I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You betcha. Thank you.